So it's Easter Sunday, and we're continuing with our series, Walking with Jesus. And today we're looking especially at the theme, Jesus the King. Of all days, perhaps this is the best day in which we ask this question, who is Jesus? How do we relate to him? Do we relate to him as our King? Way back in January, whenever I was thinking about Easter, and thinking about the theme and maybe the image to present, I thought of a crown. This is something that I felt very strongly, that we should center the theme of Easter around the idea of Jesus being King and the picture of a crown. And hence this morning, we have this lovely crown beside me, which Bertie McNeely has made. These were in the days when we were just about hearing about coronavirus. We didn't realize the threat that it was going to be, the silent killer that it was going to become. Now, of course, the word corona is another word for crown. The coronavirus is called such because on the virus, it's got these little spikes, like little crowns. Today, perhaps we are tempted to fear it and to say, the coronavirus is king, the crown virus. But on this Easter Sunday, I want us to reflect on the fact that Jesus is King. And to ask myself and yourself the question, how do we relate to Jesus today in this very strange Easter? There are three things I want us to consider this morning. The first one is Jesus, the rejected King. I want to build a little bit on what I said on Good Friday. On Good Friday, if you were watching, we looked at the fact that many were taunting Jesus and saying, Jesus, come down from the cross. Jesus, you can save yourself if you're a king. There was a plaque above him on the cross that said, Jesus, King of the Jews. But it was ironic. It was mocking him. And as we said on Good Friday evening, there are many today who will mock Jesus. Maybe looking at the circumstances of our world and saying, how can Jesus be sovereign? How can Jesus be in control? How can Jesus be king? Look at the chaos around the world. Look at the deaths. Look at the intensive care units that are overwhelmed. Surely if Jesus is king, he could stop this in a moment. So many will find through this season, this Easter season, that they will reject Jesus as king. They will go about their business. They will go about their daily lives. But they will ignore his call upon their lives. Our perspective can be very much based upon what we see on earth, not what's going on in the heavens or in God's eyes. When death comes and disaster strikes, Jesus can seem as powerless and as weak as any of us. And on Good Friday, as he hung on the cross, on Easter Saturday, as he was hidden in a tomb, it looked like Jesus was not a king, that he was powerless. And for many today, that is how they will view him, the rejected king. But today is Easter Sunday. And today, I believe we should look at Jesus not as the rejected king, but as the risen king. Easter Sunday speaks of Jesus being alive. Death is powerful. Death is the last enemy. Death is a curse. But Jesus is stronger because he defeated death itself. 5 years ago, Bill Gates did a TED Talk in March 2015. And in that TED Talk, he was saying that the greatest threat to the human race was not war, it wasn't terrorism, it wasn't missiles, it was microbes. Now, I'm sure Bill Gates would not describe himself as a prophet, and yet it was, in a sense, a prophetic moment. Because he saw the future, and he saw the danger of viruses and bacteria and the havoc that could be wreaked in our world. And so here we are 5 years later with maybe a third of the world's population impacted and in lockdown. Who would have thought it? The coronavirus, the crown virus, the king virus, seems to be having control over us. The world has fallen. It's as if there's always someone or something about to get us. It's not that we should be paranoid, but actually the ultimate statistic still stands. One in one dies. And this is where we need to hear some good news in the midst of this world situation. And we have good news. We have the news that Jesus is the King. Jesus has risen. On that Easter Sunday long ago, a man rose from the grave. The power of death is strong, but the power of Jesus is stronger. This invisible killer virus needs to be respected, and for some, they will fear it. What would Jesus say if he was speaking into our situation and into our world today? Well, I think he would say a number of things. He would perhaps say, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's." He would say, "You obey the government, you respect the laws and the authorities that are over you, and you are wise, and you continue to do social distancing and hygiene and so on." But when it comes to the fear of death, Jesus was countercultural. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12 and verse 4, he says this, "I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after the killing of the body, has power to throw you into hell." Yes, fear him. In other words, fear God. It would seem to be mad today to say we should not fear death. I mean, death is fairly final. It's fairly drastic. But Jesus would speak into this moment and say, yes, yes, death is our enemy. Death is a curse. But there is something even worse. We need to make sure that our soul is right before God. Fear God more than any virus. Jesus has conquered death. The good news that we have on this Easter Sunday morning is that bad as death is, and it is bad, Jesus has defeated death. And today he sits at the right hand of God the Father. And as we entrust our lives to this risen King, well, then we too shall rise. Even if we die, we shall rise again to worship and serve him in a new heaven and a new earth. Some years ago, a church in York commissioned a banner for Easter. And on the banner it was meant to say, "Christ is risen." But whenever it came back from those who made it, they had left off the T, and it said, "Chris is risen." Now they weren't too pleased. But actually, there's a truth here. Because Christ is risen, Chris, if he believes in Jesus Christ, is risen and will rise. Norman, if he believes in Jesus Christ, when I die, I shall rise again. There is truth here in the general resurrection. Christ is King. Jesus is Lord. He is risen. He is the antidote to eternal death. He has conquered death. He is the resurrection and the life. So as you seek to relate to Jesus today on this Easter Sunday, is he the rejected King? Is he the risen King? Or thirdly and finally, even more than the risen King, is he the reigning King, the reigning King in your life? In the Bible, the last book of the Bible is Revelation. And Revelation ties everything together. But it also reminds us that Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and he will reign. In Luke's Gospel, there is a conversation, and in John's Gospel, there's a conversation between Pilate and Jesus at one point. This was before he was crucified. And Jesus says to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." And in a kind of mocking way, Pilate says to him, "Ah, so you're a king then. Thinking he doesn't look very much like a king. He didn't seem to be one with authority and power. But Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. In Revelation, the world in which Jesus is king is revealed to us. Eternity. There will come a new heaven and a new earth where Jesus will be reigning. Revelation 1 and 5 says, Jesus is the firstborn from the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Revelation 17 and 14, the Lamb will overcome because he is Lord of lords and he is King of kings. Revelation 19 and 16, on his robe and on his thigh, he has the name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. Revelation reminds us that Jesus is the risen king, the reigning king. This past week, I got a letter from the Prime Minister from 10 Downing Street. Yes, you got one as well, probably. About 26 million were sent out. And when I look at this letter, I see on the top of it, there's the crest, the official crest. I see it's from 10 Downing Street, London. One of the most famous, if not the most famous, addresses in the world. It comes with all the authority and the power of the office of state. It comes from the government, and we should obey it. But whenever I think about where the real authority lies, I think of Jesus, and I think of his word, I think of the Bible, because this comes with the authority of the Prime Minister of Prime Ministers, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It comes with the authority of God himself. And he says that Jesus is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the reigning King. And one day on earth we shall see this. We shall see, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, that the will of heaven will be done on earth. And so this morning as we close, this morning as we reflect on this Easter Sunday, on the empty grave that Jesus is risen, we remember that the Lamb is now the Lion. We remember that the one who was silenced is now roaring. We remember the one that was crucified on the cross and buried in the tomb is now raised to life. He is now enthroned and sits at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father. And he shall return again. Let us worship him. Let us bow the knee to him. Let us obey and serve him. For he is the King of Kings. Jesus is King. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ that we need to hear in a time such as this. We bless you and praise you for Jesus, your Son, crucified, buried, but raised from the grave. We thank you for Jesus. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. Amen.